Recently, our friend film critic Ty Burr and I exchanged tweets. They were tweets back then. His had two pictures, one of a little kid and then of a older version of that kid cooking or something, with the comment, "I'll never not be tickled by the fact that the kid on the left grew up to be the guy on the right." I glanced at it and wanted to say hi to Ty, and I thought it was his kid and sent him a congratulations. But it was not. It's actor Will Poulter, who, yes, has come a long way since he played obnoxious cousin Eustace in 2010's The Chronicles of Narnia, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader.
Dear Diary, it is now day 253 since my wretched cousins Edmund and Lucy invaded our house. I'm not sure how much longer I can cope living with them, having to share my things. If only one could treat relatives like one treats insects, all my problems would be solved. I could simply put them in a jar.
Yes, that's the guy who won fans with performances in The Revenant and Hulu's hit TV show The Bear, where he plays a chef from Copenhagen who learned to be great by learning he wasn't the best guy in the kitchen.
So I started looking at it like it was a good thing. Like at least I knew who the best was now and I could take that pressure off myself. And the only logical thing to do was to try and keep up with him. So I never left this guy's side.
And you got better.
Oh, mate, I got better than I ever thought I possibly could be just from trying to keep up with him.
Child stars whose stars continue to shine. We're going to take that up with Ty Burr, creator of the Substack newsletter, Ty Burr's Watchlist, and also father of two, but not Will Poulter.
I am not Will Poulter's father.
I'm so embarrassed about that. I'm like, oh, isn't that nice? But what struck you about Will Poulter? Why?
Well, even before he played Eustace Scrub in Voyage of the Dawn Treader, there's a little movie, British movie called Son of Rambo, spelled R-A-M-B-O-W, I think, to avoid copyright issues.
Right.
That's this hilarious comedy in which Will Poulter is this little round, bullheaded, you think he's a bully at first, but he's hilarious. It's one of the funniest debuts. And I actually, when I reviewed the film back in 2000, whatever, I said, this kid is amazing. I hope he has a future because he's really remarkable. And then came The Dawn Treader, and then he's been in a number of Hollywood movies and British movies. And when I saw him on The Bear, and he appears in one episode, but it's such a grace note scene. And it just made me feel happy that this guy, this kid, had grown into this guy and was still doing really remarkable work.
And is part of the joy of seeing it because we've seen so much of the opposite.
Yeah.
Lindsay Lohan, Corey Feldman, you know, and those aren't disastrous careers, but they go off track.
Right. Amanda Bynes, you know, you can cite any number of, and it makes you realize how truly tough and often awful it must be to be a child actor, especially one with a lot of attention, trying to grow up in public.
Yeah. Well, we can draw people's attention to Jeanette McCurdy, who wrote the book, I'm Glad My Mom Died. Her mom, a terrible stage mom,
Yeah. You
know, who pushed her. And we have an interview with her that says it all about why it is so hard. But again, those who have been successful. Okay, we have to mention Jodie Foster, won 2 Academy Awards for Best Actress, gained prominence as a director. But people might forget she was originally a Disney child star in films like the original Freaky Friday. This is 1976, playing a schoolgirl who suddenly finds she switched bodies with her mother. Let's listen to a little of when she discovers that.
Mom's legs and her stomach and her, Mom's body has got my mind in it.
What else do you think listeners might want to check out if they want to be reminded of Jodie Foster's star?
Well, I mean, not only was she in Disney films back then, but she is remarkable for being in some of the, as a child, in some of the very, very adult films. And obviously, we think of Taxi Driver. And actually, the film that Martin Scorsese made, Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore, where she's got a small role as this tough neighborhood kid that teaches the main character's son just, you know, how to kind of live on the edge a little bit. She seemed to be adult in ways and grown up in ways that very few kid actors are, so that it kind of made sense when she grew up and had that same kind of sang-froid, if you will, as an adult actor. And I do remember there was a really interesting period when she was basically college age, when she was trying all sorts of different roles, as if to say, who can I play? Mm. What can I try? You know, just trying all these different suits and then having this great, you know, 1-2 punch success of the Best Actress Oscars.
Could you remind us? Silence of the Lambs and...
The Accused.
Well, your thinking got us thinking, and so we started Googling around. I'd forgotten about Christian Bale.
Yeah.
Talk about his career.
Well, he pops up in Empire of the Sun. That's where he first came to larger attention, a Steven Spielberg movie set during World War II. And he's the son of a British couple in Shanghai as the war erupts, and he is separated from them. And it is, and it's a memoir, this, you know, British schoolboy in British school uniform running through the war and the depredations of war and having to live by his wits. And it's this remarkable performance by a young actor. I remember this one particular scene where he falls in with John Malkovich and Joe Pantoliano. And the boy hasn't eaten in days. He's starving. And John Malkovich is sitting there cooking a bunch of food and totally ignoring him. What's remarkable about it is Bale's character, Bale just staring at this food with the most, you know, intense. Just this intensity that when he finally gets his hands on it, it's just really incredible acting of a kind that we would come to associate with him.
Well, and we love, there's another poignant scene from Empire of the Sun when Christian Bale is talking about his parents. Let's listen.
I can't remember what my parents looked like. I used to play bridge with my mother in her bedroom. She used to comb her hair. I'd watch her. She had dark hair.
Again, he's separated from his parents when the Japanese invade. That's for a little kid. That's
a big scene. Very intense. Just full on, fully in the character, taking us interesting directions.
Well, I'm thinking too, this might be why Christian Bale could care less about hiding himself in a role like Vice, because he's been doing it for so long.
Right.
It's at this point not about, hey, look, I'm Christian Bale, you know, so he could just lose himself in Dick Cheney.
I think somebody like him or Jodie Foster, they have to come to terms with what it means to be an adult actor, to be a grown-up actor. I think they have to shift gears and figure it out for themselves.
Well, the examples are endless. Anna Paquin was the second youngest Oscar winner in history. She played Holly Hunter's daughter in The Piano. Tatum O'Neill was the youngest Oscar winner ever for Paper Moon. You know, she seemed to pull back on her career. Paquin's really launched. Remind us.
Yes, you know, after the Piano, she did a lovely little book adaptation, young adult book called Fly Away Home, and then matured into adult roles, famously in TV's True Blood, but also in Kenneth Lonergan's Margaret, a movie that sat on the shelf for 6 years and is now acclaimed as a masterpiece now that it's the director's cut is out there, and she plays a young, spoiled young New York girl who comes of age in a really kind of striking fashion.
One more child actor whose work you admire, and maybe a film recommendation or two to check them out.
Kirsten Dunst. You're watching Interview with a Vampire, and there's Tom Cruise, and there's Brad Pitt, and they're acting up a storm, and they're the big stars. And who is this young girl who is stealing their scenes from them? It's why it's Kirsten Dunst. It's our first encounter with Kirsten Dunst, who would then go on to The Virgin Suicides and recently was Oscar nominated for Power of the Dog. One of my favorite little-known movies of hers is where she's paired with Michelle Williams in this very, very funny Watergate comedy. Yes, a Watergate comedy called Dick, as in Nixon. I really suggest you check that one out. Again, somebody who has proved that she can do just about anything. And it was there on the screen pretty much from the start.
From the start. By the way, we'll have all these films at hereandnow.org. I personally would love to have a Christian Bale a palooza tonight and see him as the young
Some
actor.
Of those would be pretty scary.
Yeah. Ty Burr, formerly of the Boston Globe, now he runs the Substack newsletter, Ty Burr's Watch List. Ty, thanks as always.
Thank you, Robin.